Hey, Greg, this is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. It's a beautiful day here in central Missouri. Wanted to bring you an unbiblical teacher's testing today. Our topic, Billy Graham tested to God's Word. It is February 2018. Billy Graham recently died at age 99, and many people are talking about him. So I wanted to do a biblical testing to just remind people of the truth about Mr. Graham, so that the truth could be made known for God's glory. So let me go to this biblical testing as I sit and enjoy my coffee today. Many people grew up with Billy Graham. I did as well when I was a unconverted, unregenerated pagan heathen. I watched him on TV as a child. And many people have gone to his crusades, lifted their hand, accepted Jesus, as they say, which is not a biblical term or a biblical doctrine, and thought they were following Christ. There's no doubt that Mr. Graham affected millions of people and that his ministry does some wonderful good works in feeding the poor and things of that nature. But this video is not about that. This video and audio, I'm also making an audio, is about the truth of God's word versus what Mr. Graham taught. And I want to cover that quickly with a few points to let you know why I consider Billy Graham to be a false teacher and not a biblical man of God's word. So let's go right into it, okay? Number one, Billy Graham preached a false gospel that did not call anyone to the truth, the full truth of God's word, but to much compromise, sin, and worldliness in false man-made religion. Yeah, Billy talked about Jesus and talked about repenting and coming to Jesus, but you'll see he was up to some very troubling things that were not in line with God's word, and that is a great warning. Mr. Graham was known to be very ecumenical. Through his crusades, he would often hand people off that came to his crusades to the Roman Catholic pagan church. It's true. He was friends with the Pope. Here's a picture of Billy Graham with Pope John Paul. He was friends with the Pope and considered Roman Catholics as brothers and sisters. If you follow and understand God's word and study God's word, you'll see the Roman Catholics teach a false doctrine. So Billy Graham was being used in an ecumenical way that is shameful, sinful, ungodly. And so we have to expose that about him. More proof of point three, more proof of Mr. Graham's ecumenicalism is he was involved with the World Church Council of Churches. That was their goal, was to bring evangelicals, the false evangelicalism, together with false Roman Catholicism. And he worked to do that over the many decades. And it brought about mass apostasy in America. It took evangelicalism further into the unbiblical ways. It brought about eventually seeker-sensitive movement, ecumenicalism, as I said. The emergent church came out of this whole movement. Very, very devastating. Many millions of false converts created under this false so-called Christian gospel. Number four, Billy Graham was later in his life seen, and he was friends with, New Ager Robert Schuller, and he talked about then that there were more than one path to Jesus, and this is troubling. It shows more of his ecumenicalism. He often would bring in rabbis and other faiths and tried to include them in biblical Christianity, and that's heresy. He was an apostate, ecumenicalist, and an apostate. Number five, Billy Graham was feminized. He did not teach the fullness for God's word. That's so common among evangelicalism. He was also paganized. Christmas and Easter, God says, do not do what the pagans do. Billy Graham did what the pagans do. Number six, Billy Graham was loved by millions in the world. And Jesus said in Matthew 10, his true people would be hated by the world. Billy Graham is going to be, let me show you a picture here. There's the state capitol, the rotunda, high honor when you die to be laid out and displayed, high honor of the world, to be displayed at the rotunda. This shows you that Billy Graham was loved. He had friendships with many presidents. He never rebuked them. He was very close with Richard Nixon. He had many, many false ways about his theology and is loved by the world because of it, while Jesus' people are hated by the world. That's troubling. Number seven, Billy Graham used altar calls and emotional music to woo people after his emotional, fiery messages. This was first started by Charles Finney in the 1800s, and then Billy Graham continued it and enhanced it and really made it mainstream. Excuse me. And even on to today, people are using this, and it creates false converts, and it is not the biblical call of faith and repentance and new life and regeneration. It's really seeker-sensitive, easy believism at its best. Number eight, Billy Graham was reported to be a 33rd degree Mason. It's an occult organization, and he had many false associations. He actually became famous because of a millionaire publishing giant, Hearst, in the 50s that told his people to puff Graham. And then many people say Graham was used as what they call a useful idiot. That means someone using you for their cause as you lift up your own cause. He was used. He went to the communist countries and told people there's nothing to see here. He was used in a way for the ecumenicalism. And rather than stand up against all that, he went with it for favoritism and notoriety. And that's why he's loved by the world today. That's a dangerous thing. Number nine, as I said, millions of false converts were made. My own mother is a false convert made by a Billy Graham crusade where she raised her hand and believes that's how you accept Jesus once for all, but never have a transformed life, never an obedient life. This is shameful. Number 10, Billy Graham supported abortion rights for rape and incest, and he downplayed sodomy by saying it's something in their genes. No, God's word says it's sinful, and any abortion is sinful. So he was very liberal in those ways. Number 11, when asked on TV if Mormons, Jews, Muslims, and other non-Christians will go to heaven, Billy Graham said, I can't judge. Well, the Bible clearly makes those judgments. Outside of Christ, there is no salvation. Billy Graham was afraid to say that. More favoritism with the world and ecumenicalism. Billy Graham rejected the word of God as fully inspired, and he was affected by liberalism, those who didn't believe in the literal Genesis, those that were beginning to tear away at the fabric of God's word for truth. Billy Graham was in with them, and this all goes with ecumenicalism and compromise and sin. Billy Graham was worth about $25 million, it's reported, all money made by selling the truth of God, or the so-called truth of God, and his books. That's shameful when Jesus and Paul and the apostles gave it away. Billy was friends, as I said, with many U.S. presidents and so-called Christian associations. He did not rebuke them and call them out of their sins, but he just made friends with them. The Bible says if you're friends with those that are in the world, or if you're friends with unbiblical believers, that goes against what God's word teaches. We're to call them out in love and separate from them. And lastly, 15, Graham was known to make anti-Semitic remarks caught on audio. He later apologized for them. In the end, when you put all the evidence together, Billy Graham talked about a Christ, but sadly, it was not the biblical Christ. It was a Christ that was an easy believe, ecumenical Christ that did not keep all of Christ's word. That's impossible. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. So Billy Graham came preaching a shortened gospel, and he made friends with the world, and because of that, he's going to be honored and lifted up. So I don't want people being deceived. Did everything Billy Graham say, was it a lie? No, but that's how Satan works. He comes with much truth, but then he deceives. You know, a yellow dollar bill would never fool anyone if it was counterfeited. It has to look really close to the original to fool you, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Billy Graham seemed like a biblical Christian on the outside, but when you go to God's word, right there, that's why we cling to God's word, you will see he was not a biblical man of God. So just a warning for you there, test all things the Bible says, 1 Thess 5. And so we encourage you to test us, test your own faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out all of our resources, the Gospel, the 10-Point Test, Spirit Truth Blog, John 4:24 audio, to help you out of the false ways of man, like Billy Graham and his bad theology, and into the truth of God's Word with the hope of eternal life to come. Hey, thanks for listening. This has been Jim at don'tperish.com. Have a glorious day. Stay tuned. Much more to come. May God be praised.